The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Create a Spiritual Village Wherever We Live in California, USA in December 1996.
Okay, anyhow, folks, sorry I'm late. The contact person kept me. Because I was talking about the secret of how to make money and they want to hear all the time. I said, we have to go down and share with all the people. Go, we all want to make money, don't we? Oh, yeah. Anyhow, the secret of having money is not how much you earn, but how much you save and how much you spend. Many people always spend unnecessary, and in the items that you pay, you could pay less for the same quality. Huh? You have to shop, and you don't have to shop around too much. But sometimes, if you happen to see something that is good and a reasonable price or cheap price, you can buy them. And if you don't see them, then forget it. You don't miss anything. Huh? When you go to retreat, like for example, in Cambodia last time, or in Taiwan, you had nothing with you. But you didn't die, did you? You live, and how well? No telephone, no car, walking, running, and you still live. And you eat simple food, no telephone, no husband, no kids, nothing. You're okay, you're alright. Huh? And you wear simple clothes, no problem. Huh? Very simple, you are alive. Huh? Similarly, in our situation, in our house, we can also have simple things. Don't mean you don't have anything. But there are many things. The values are the same, but the price are different. You know the difference between shops, don't you? Yes. So, you don't have to always spend a lot of money in order to look good, or in order to your house to look special. It can look special, but not expensive. So, all the millionaires, sometimes they don't look like one. The rich people, they don't look like one. They don't always drive in a limousine or Rolls Royce or, you know, Cadillac. Yeah? They normally drive ordinary car because they don't need to show off. They feel well within themselves that they have security for themselves and their families, yeah, to last for years to come, for emergency, for anything they need, should the need arise. And meanwhile, they still continue to generate money out of their saving income. So they feel well, they don't need to show off, they don't need anybody to know that they are rich. So they just wear casual clothes sometimes, yeah, and then shopping in a very ordinary shop. And their house also comfortable but ordinary. Their furniture are not always antique or anything extraordinary. Just comfortable, cozy, enough for them to feel well. So the secret of making money and being rich is not how much you earn. It's how you manage your money. Many people, even rich, Unfortunately, after the second generation, yeah, like the father are very, diligent, make the money and save it. But after the children or grandchildren, they have no ambition to do the same. They don't learn it through the hard way, so they don't value the money. So if they are left with the big inheritance, very soon they squander it. And they are left with nothing, often like this. Because they do not know how to save. They think the parents are very rich. They can spend and spend, spend, and it never finish the money, but it will finish. It will finish. In the Vietnamese idiom, they say, even if you eat the mouth, if you sit there and don't do nothing and eat, then the mountain, you can even eat the mountain flat. Huh? Similarly, truly, why we can help so many people, it seems like I have a lot of money, but because I save. Not that I consciously save, but I just know a logical way to keep the money. Because if you earn a lot, but you spend a lot, then it amounts to nothing. You just keep other people's rich. You know, you keep the furniture sellers rich, you keep the car company rich, you keep every other, you know, shopkeeper rich, but not yourself. You have to watch how you spend. Maybe you have to make a budget of your own, how much you spend every month, and don't go over that. Thing like that, huh? Many rich people, not only they look ordinary in many ways, but they know how to save. For example, when a toothpaste nearly finished, they don't just throw away in a half, but they squeeze it. They use some knife or something to flatten it. You do it also, sure. But the rich people, they teach their children to do that. Maybe you don't know how they earn money, but at least you know how they save money. And the saved money is the earn as well. Eh? Whatever you save is what you earn too. Is that not so? And in turn, that money will breed more interest. Huh? And they make more money for you. Even if you don't do anything, you put money in the bank, it earns interest for you. And then you can live on that too. So whatever you save is yours. Whatever you spend is somebody else's. And every time we go to the retreat or something like that, it's not only that you want to see me or you want to have a spiritual practice, but also it's a very natural opportunity for you to put down everything, eh? To be free of material bondage, to be free of the preconceived ideas and notions that we need this, we need that, we need everything in order to survive. It has been proved that even if you go on like this, you survive. In the old time when I don't have many of you, we live with bare necessity. I have a tent, they have a tent, each one have a tent, the same. My tent sometimes smaller than their tent because I'm smaller. We give tent according to size. And my size is MS. That's why they say SM. Small size. And then each one of us, including myself, would have a sleeping bag and a thin and warm blanket, not woolen, just warm blanket inside in case it's a cold time. And if it's too cold, you are entitled to have another sleeping bag. You ride and then you get one, for example, like that. And so we each live in a tent like that. Huh? Very simple, and we didn't have much. We just eat, you know, enough. And now, even if I have a lot of things, and sometimes I have a house or I have a cave or whatever, more furnished, eh? But then nothing more happen. I am still the same. I stay the same like before. I think the same. I live the same. I eat the same, you know, almost. There's not much difference whether I have more material possession or I have less. I live through the poorest and the richest. Nothing change. When I was in the Himalaya in India, I don't have much money. I have to stretch my money very long because I don't know how long I will stay there. Sometimes I just eat chapati and peanut butter. And chapati I made myself too. It's even cheaper than buying it. It's very simple. You have a plate, you know, which you use to eat, huh? And then you just have flour, wheat flour, huh? That you can buy anywhere. And then you knead them in the water, put a pinch of salt in it, knead it the way you knead the bread or pastry, but without yeast, huh? And then you flatten it with your hand. You don't even need a roller coaster, nothing. Just your hand, flatten it. And you put on top of the fire, which you collect the wood, yeah, from the forest, and then just cook it. After a while, you turn it on the other side, and then say you put a peanut butter on top, and then you're on top of the world. You're good. And then the water you can drink from the spring or from the Ganges water, no problem. I lived through like that many, many months. Sometimes eat only raw food. If I go too high, you know, on a high altitude, the air is too thin, or I don't know. Can't cook. You can, but it takes half a day to boil a little 2 centimeters of water, and I forget it. I drink it cold. You can't boil cabbage if you don't have a high power gas, you know. If you have, you can, but if you just collect wood, it's most of the time already damp from the snow, because the mountain in the Himalaya are non-stop covered, always covered with snow, even in summer, just less. And the army would dig a road between the mountains so we can walk between the 2 mountains of ice. But the ice is always there, even in summer, because they have only 2 seasons, snowing season and non-snowing season. So the pilgrims normally go on the non-snowing season. And if you happen to stay there too long, then you just snow under, stay there until next year, if you're still alive. And then you drink snow or whatever. Some people do that. It's okay. Even in winter, you can pick some of the herbs, eh? Some of the wild plants in the Himalaya, and can eat them. Some of them look like, taste like, don't look so much like, but taste like spinach. Yeah, like the spinach in America, except that they are a little bit red with the stem, not green. Tastes exactly the same. Hey, don't go there and eat nonsense, huh? I tell you. You have to know which plant to eat, okay? Don't say the Master Ching Hai say that, and just taste everything, whether it looks like, it tastes like spinach or not. Before you know it, you're already finished. Don't make yourself become a laboratory, As you know, I don't even have a tent. Can you imagine in the Himalaya, no tent? But sometimes you find a roof, huh? And a so-called house, but the house is not really a house the way it is here. Because that kind of house, you can see the stars through the roof. And you can see it through the wall. And the wind is very free to visit you any time of the day and night, bringing in the snow as well. Very generous. So and the floor is very wet. It's not cemented. Because in the Himalaya, people just put the wood together. And put very simple thatch hut, you know, grass hut. There's no facility, no cot. You lay on the floor. So I was very clever, you know. I use a very thin mattress, thinner than yours. Not this kind. It's a thin, like, plastic sheet. But the 2 sides, one side golden, one side silver. And you can use that too. And when you fold it, it's just like a piece of paper tissue only, so thin. I can't afford to carry so many things. I could hardly carry myself. Where you go, the higher you go, the heavier it becomes. The same luggage became heavier. Even your feet became heavier. It gets swollen with the snow, soaked into your shoes. I don't care what kind of shoes you have. The snow can manage to get in. And soak your feet, you know, like the way you soak bread in water. It become double the size. And then become heavy. Even your feet became heavy, not to talk about anything. So if you go to Himalaya, can't carry many things. So many months like this, I go from one place to another, I also survive. So I just tell you, we live through anything, we can survive. Because if our spirit is strong, we have a noble purpose and a higher ideal. We can just look into that ideal And we forget everything else, truly like that. So I told you from my experience is that whatever I have or not have is no problem. You're still happy and you manage your life accordingly. When I wasn't having too much material possession, life is also so fun all the time. Because I have to think how to survive. Every day I have to invent some new ways to enjoy. And I'm always surprised, always new, always very happy, and always contented. Because every day you are a master of yourself, a master of your own situation, and you just feel good, feel so confident about your ability to survive. Truly, if there is a comparison to tell you, if there is truly a necessity to compare, then I must tell you that when I was having nothing, I had more fun. Because I'm more creative. Now I can have everything I want. Because it's already settled down. I don't have to run around the world, and I can have a fixed place sometimes, at least for a few months or a few weeks. And then things are too organized. Too many disciples, they buy all kinds of things. I'm also busy now. Also have to be creative, like which one to throw away, you know. But it's more annoying than when I was having nothing and master my own life and decide everything for myself and control the situation. It's not much of the controlling, but every day you know what is what. Before, to have not is easier. Before, when I don't have everything, I was very happy, more happy, you know, because I buy what I want and I know my money go where, and I'm happy when I can save something, you know. I feel I'm creative. Yeah, not because of the money, but the value of my intelligence. That I can save that. That I can live with such a small thing and make it so nice. When I say I mean you, nah? All of us. Whenever we can buy some good things, nah? With a very low price, and other places a higher price. And it happened that things we like so much, the color, the taste, the style we like, then we're very happy. Not because of the money only, right? But just lucky, you know, we're happy, we're creative, and we are resourceful. And that's what we're happy about. It's better you live your normal life. Control your destiny. When I'm alone, I'm the most happy person. Even you don't give me anything, I'm happy. I can cook for myself. I can wash my clothes, iron my clothes, and make my house beautiful and clean. But I can't always do this now due to the demand of the world. So I regret to tell you that to have everything is not always as good as you think. On the contrary, if you don't have enough things, or you have just barely enough, that's the best. Then your IQ will become higher, because every day you have to think how I can save some money, where I go for shopping better, and what kind of food I cook today, which is nutritious, good, tasty, and also economical. And then you're very happy with yourself. Everything creative brings happiness to man, because it's new, it's exciting, it's interesting. If every day the same, and people serve you all the time, you feel bored after a while, I guarantee. Money back guarantee. Huh? Okay, anyhow, that's the end to how to be rich and how to keep your money, huh? Yeah, you take care and then you will know the difference. Thank you so much.
We appreciate your lovely company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in every day at this hour for inspiring and elevating discussions on Between Master and Disciples. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Planet Earth, our loving home, right after noteworthy news. May heaven's love and light brighten your life.